Now we're going to turn our attentions to athletics and the local athletics. We're going to talk to one of the stars on the local running scene that has been making massive waves, I suppose, over the last number of years. And that, of course, is Clyde man Michael Harty, who represents the East Cork Athletic Club. So hello to you, Michael. It's been a while since we caught up. Obviously, things are going very well.
Hi, Barry. Thank you. Yeah, things seem to be going okay. Got a nice bit of consistency up until recently, so... States everything really interesting. A couple of a year or more of consistency, so luckily the results seem to have went well in the meantime, and I don't know, guarantee even with consistency that they go well, but seems to have had a good summer and things have come along strongly, I think that.
Yeah, that's absolutely brilliant, of course. And you've been a big hit on social media over the course of the last couple of days with your award that was presented to you at a function at the Riverlea Hotel, Cork City Sports International Athletics. Of course, you must have been delighted to pick up that award.
It's just nice to get it. There are great memories along the way. Do you know what I mean? If you're 22 or 23 or 24, you might have plenty of opportunities to pick up these things. But I started running kind of proper in, well, started back running in 2012, and it kind of probably took a serious level in from 2014 onwards. But how long more the results that I'd be fairly pleased with are going to continue, I don't know. But now that you'll be looking back to 2012 and you'll remember all these kind of days, and you'll be looking back on different things and different photos and different memories. It's nice to have them for however long more it lasts, but hopefully there's a bit left yet.
Yeah, I'm sure there is. And before we talk about the National Senior Cross Country event that took place recently, just prior to that, you were going into that in good form. There was plenty of, you know, really, really good performances.
Yeah, at the start of the season, with the county seniors on the 2nd of October, and I was in good shape and it felt well. Never went under the 30 minutes for 10k. I had my eye on the Leeds Abbey Dash, got to the Leeds Abbey Dash, so the next one then was on to Rosapinna. I was 21st in the nationals. Tim Dunahoo led the team home. I think he was 10th or 11th. Paul Hartnett was 19th, fantastic run for, I think, 18th or 19th, fantastic run. He's only a junior, so some massive days ahead for him. And then Frank O'Brien completed the forum. We had Kevin and Nicky as well, so a great day out in Donegal. It was a jewel of the winter, really.
Yeah, and just talk to me about that event, because obviously, look, I thought, firstly, I suppose the coverage for the likes of myself and so many at home that were watching the event, I thought was absolutely fantastic. The standard of athletes in the race, I'd say, was absolutely incredible, because, you know, there was, just looking through the results there, you know, people finishing, you know, down at the bottom tier, I'd say, and you'd see them winning races. It was just, it must have been an unbelievable event to be part of.
Oh, fantastic. The venue itself was outstanding, and the course was built for fast running, which is probably what Athletics Ireland were looking into, is to try and have a fast running course with the European cross country now. That's what they all are, is kind of fast and flat courses. But God, I couldn't complain. It was held in Rosapinna every year. It was ideal. So you had plenty of speed, a small bit of a section that was soft, not overly soft, and two or three slight hills or pulls, and then back down to the start again, where you had a long run of a couple hundred metres of fast running again. But it was very well done, wasn't it? Where it was streamed, I watched it back after, so to be able to watch back the race was outstanding, and see the battle that took place up front with Kiko and Dara and the rest of them, and see where every one of our own teammates and how the race unfolded for them was great to watch. But fair play to Athletics Ireland and to the club above in Donegal, Cranford, isn't it? Held nothing back in Anfield.
Yeah, no hiding place on the day as well, of course. You know, at the very start, yeah, you were straight into racing mode, and, you know, a lot of people would have had, I suppose, you know, kind of difficulties early on, because there was a lot of argy-bargy going on.
Yeah, the first corner was a bit of mayhem or whatever, but after that, it just kind of lined itself out, but the pace was phenomenal. I think even after one lap, I had a look at the watch and I said, there's no way they'll keep this pace going, so they kept it going, and No field came back to no one. I think people worked their way through the field, so that's a big field and a strong field. But as I say, it's a bit of a trek up to Donegal, but if they held the Nationals there every year, I wouldn't complain. And it was a fantastic course, and every athlete leaving was more than thrilled with it, you know, so very nice to be up there.
Yeah, and of course, look, East Cork Athletic Club, the famous Silks, it was such a proud moment, proud occasion for the club to pick up silver medals, and of course coming so close to win the gold, but that was, you know, a massive day for the club.
Yeah, fantastic for the club, and well deserved. I mean, I'm probably late to the party, but this has gone back all the years, and I was reading recently, and Timmy Dunahoo's interview about the formation of East Cork AC, and I wasn't fully aware of how it came about and why the reasons that it was set up. But I see Liam O'Brien, he's at this for years and he's building for this, and he's had it. They've had a team, was it in 1989, that finished third, I think it was. So on the day last Sunday, to get silver, or on the 23rd, to get silver was an outstanding achievement. But I suppose you just look at it and you realise afterwards that when you were told afterwards that we were 3 points off gold, which was so near yet so far, but at the same time we're thrilled with silver medal. It's a fantastic result for a small club low in East Cork to pull this out at national level. Like when you see the volume of athletes that all these bigger clubs have at their disposal, like Clonley, Fraheny, etc., clubs closer to home. So like for our tiny little club low in East Cork to pull out what we have, well, it's very pleasing, and it was more than delightful to be part of it.
Yeah, and of course, when you have, look, you touched on, you know, two young lads, Frank O'Brien and Paul Hartnett. I'm sure yourself and Tim are already looking forward to next year. If you can stay injury free and stuff like that, you'll certainly be targeting that.
Oh, without a doubt, but that's the big if. But at the same time, if hopefully we'll have the two younger lads, will stay injury free, and if something happens myself or Tim, well, there's plenty more athletes there ready to take our place. I mean, hopefully we'll have James McCarthy, Kenneth Kelleher. You have like Kevin O'Brien ran well on the day above, but he's just back from injury as well, and Sean was injured, only just working his way back from injury. So the full healthy squad was the first four finishers above in Rosatina, but a number of injuries are trailing with the other lads. So if one of us falls back, hopefully the lads that were injured for Rosatina will be ready to fill the void. I'm sure they will.
Very good. And of course, look, just before we touch on your plans going forward, obviously, look, it's another big weekend of athletics, and especially for all the lads out there in the St. Catherine's Club and area. I know they've been putting in wonderful Trojan work to make this All-Ireland the great success this weekend. I think Paul Hartnett's going to be in action. Is that correct?
Yeah, I believe he's running in the Novice National, so he'll be obviously one of the favourites. I'm not sure if Frank is home. I assume I'd say he possibly is. So you'll expect the two of them to be the four again, but there's nothing one easy at that level, so it'll be tough. It'll be tough for both of them, but all going well, we'll get a good result in St. Catherine's. There's mighty work with them, in fairness, and Frank and all the lads. It's very brave to take these things on, and the amount of work that goes into it. I mean, next Sunday is only one day. This work is going on with months, so that's where all the work is used. You'll tie it all down into one couple of hours next week, and you'll say the day went off well, and fair play to them and all that, but it's in the day and tells it all the day, the work to be done and for the day. It is all the days and weeks and months prior to the Sunday. That's where the hard work is.
Yeah, very, very well said there, Michael. And just in terms, before we finish up, obviously, look, all the athletic fans here in the East Cork area will be wondering where are we going to see in racing action next?
I'd hoped to race over the Christmas period, but I'm just after picking up a slight bout of high hamstring tendinopathy. I think I have it in time, so there'll be no speed work for the month of December, and there will be no running for the time being. I just do plenty of loading in the gym, but I hope to get back running mid-December, maybe late December, and back to the speed work in January. So I'd say my next outing, all going well, will be the European clubs, I think to the 4th or 5th of February. I don't see myself getting racing before then, but come the 4th or 5th of February, hopefully everything will be fine and good to go. And as I say, if not, there's plenty more to start to take my place. They're just as good.
Yeah, no, look, it was always it's always great to hear your thoughts. Congratulations on your recent success. It's always a great joy to see you racing in the roads or the fields. You've been, you know, one of the stars of, you know, East Cork athletics over the last number of years, and we're wishing you continued success going forward, and that we can't wait to see you back in racing action.
Thanks very much, Barry. Very kind of you to say.